And finally, the third Latin American Missionary Congress opens today in Quito, Ecuador. The week-long summit draws over 3,000 delegates from across the subcontinent to discuss the missionary discipleship of the Church. Promoted by the Pontifical Missionary Society, it aims to encourage greater awareness among Latin American Catholics of their responsibility to mission beyond their national borders. Ahead of travelling to Ecuador, Divine Word missionary priest Patrick Byrne, who is Secretary General of the Pontifical Society of Holy Childhood, told us that although the American continent is home to almost 50% of the world's Catholics, it lags far behind Asia and Africa in its missionary contribution.
South America is still wakening up to the role it has to play in bringing the message of Jesus to Africa, to Asia, to Oceania. Let's say we calculate that America has 50% of the world's Catholics, so that its mission sending agendas, logically speaking, would be 50%, would it not? But in fact, it's about 3%. America Latina is still not a mission-sending continent. The popes have said even where a church is young, it should still give of its poverty, give some men and women. I was very impressed. I was at the National Mission Congress in Caracas in Venezuela in April. And some years ago, I had met a young Venezuelan lad coming up, you know, through the mission youth and all the rest of it. And here he is, married with a child and giving witness of his 4 years as a young man. He hadn't got married yet, but as a lay missionary in Mozambique in Africa. That's what we're talking about. So it's the lay people in South America that we're zeroing in on as well. And many times, of course, we have found in our work, it has to be said, the most open people to mission agendas are the young and the lay people and women. It takes a bit to convince Catholic priests and bishops that they need to get out as well and they need to do more for world mission.